Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and we are here tonight for our Oscar Bet Champions and our Oscar Bet Loser to debut the drink of choice. So, the Oscars bet ended in a three-way tie for correct answers. That three-way tie consisted of myself, last year's returning champion Katie Dye, and Jacksonville's own Alan Creasel. And 19 correct answers for the three of us, I believe. Is that right? 19 each is where we ended up at. So I caught them in the very end, by the way. We talked about this before the show. I caught them in the very end because I had Emma Stone over Moon Bloodgood because I had seen that movie and it was not a good movie and she was only in a very small part of it. We're not going there. All right. Tangents are my best friend. Let's start off in middle of nowhere, Illinois. I'm joking. Katie, how are you doing and what are you drinking?
We have like five things here to do. It's not middle of nowhere.
Getting a hard time.
No, my family that lives outside of Chicago gives us a hard time for moving here too. I'm doing well. I was saying earlier, my 8-month-old little girl, Frankie, gave us a really rough night last night. So we're pretty tired. We're running on a lot of caffeine today. But hanging in there, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel for the school year. So I'm feeling good, excited for summer. I am drinking tonight, a cider from Brick River Cider Co., which is a nice Midwestern, cider brewery. They're in, St. Louis, Kansas City. And this one is called Sweet Lou's. It's an apple, blueberry, and lavender cider, and it's delicious. So I'm going to try to open it by my microphone so you can hear the noise. There we go. Very good. It's very summery.
And Katie, that is the first sip of alcohol you've been able to have on this show in like 18 months.
Yes. I was just thinking that. I was like, I get to drink again because last year I was on a few times and I just drank caffeine-free Diet Coke, which is so boring. So this is much better. I'm very excited. I think I'm still a lightweight, to be honest, coming off this pregnancy. So this might be a rough one for me, but that's okay. I'm just here for a good time.
That's all it is. No one here takes it seriously. Although I am now thinking we should be branding ourselves as the only ASMR trivia podcast.
Yeah.
Let's head out to Jacksonville, Florida. Alan Creasel, my friend, how you doing? What are you drinking?
I am doing well. I am drinking a called Prairie Artisan Ales. They are from Krebs Brewing Company in McAllister, Oklahoma. This one's called the Slush. It is a sour ale with strawberry, raspberry, lemon, and lime. That's pretty good.
Alan, I'm not going to lie to you, my friend. If someone told me to drink the Slush from Oklahoma, there is no chance that it's going anywhere near me. Well, before we meet our third panelist, let me get my drinks out of the way because we're going to end on a good time before we go over to that monstrosity y'all picked. You can tell this is a good bottle of wine because I have to twist the top off.
Ooh, yes.
This is an Aldi Winking Owl Chardonnay.
Are you sure that's not what we picked for the loser?
I am positive. Don't wine shame me. We don't kink shame. We don't wine shame here.
I am all in on an Aldi wine. I'm just getting you back for the middle of nowhere
around
stuff.
Here somewhere.
This is I'm actually not a huge fan of their Chardonnay, but I bought two bottles and they're $4, so I can't complain too much. Cheers, everybody.
No kink or drink shaming.
We're going to do a little bit of drink shaming. So, Jeff, before we get over to you, I want to let Katie kind of ring in. Katie, what did you and Alan decide Jeff is drinking tonight?
We tossed around a few ideas, but we ended up with maybe the most disgusting thing I've ever seen printed on a can. This is called Bud Light Clamato. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Honestly, like any Bud Light flavored drink brings me back to like when we were in college and would drink those strawberitas and then be like violently ill the next day. But somehow I think this looks worse. Mixing Bud Light and whatever that juice is sounds like an absolutely awful time. I'm so excited to see what happens.
Alan, what do you think?
Yeah, like we said earlier, like, you know, it was going to be Malort, but not everybody in all areas can get Malort. So And I know people are going to be mad when I said Malort's disgusting, but it is.
No, Malort is disgusting. Jeff, you might have looked out there because Malort is nasty.
I was worried about that. That was one of the one of the things I was worried about. So,
Jeff Clear, my friend, how you doing? And what? We all know what you're drinking, but go ahead and give it a pop and a taste. But how you doing first?
I'm doing all right. It's the end of the weekend. We had a pretty busy weekend at a. Well, it started off with me winning $150 on Jay's Queen of Hearts drawing, so that was kind of nice. Had a pancake breakfast for my daughter's scout troop. Recorded another podcast yesterday. Our town had a our town's about 20,000 people. Every year they do something called the Hootenanny. A lot of local bands. Just take over downtown and raise money for the local school band program. And I know last year they raised $20,000 in one night. So today we went to Ghibli Fest and saw Spirited Away. And I'll keep talking to put off opening this drink. What else do you want to know?
I love the Midwest. This is just all such good Midwestern stuff.
I mean, when I was told what the choice was, I was like, ooh, that wasn't that too bad, but we'll see. I'm more scared about the Bud Light part than the Clamato part. For those who don't know, I mean, according to the can, this is a premium light lager, so it can't be that bad, right?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, and Katie, you said, so I looked it up. So Clamato is made from tomato juice concentrate, sugar, spices, dried clam broth, and MSG.
Oh, God.
So there we go. Oh. All right, we'll give it a try. Like I said.
Bottoms up, Jeff.
The problem is I could only find it in a six pack, so I don't know what I'm going to do with the other five. But here we go. All right, here's the taste.
Ooh, big taste.
You know what? It's actually not that bad, to be honest. I mean, it's...
You are a liar.
Oh!
I mean, he's doubling down, so yeah.
I've had worse things. To me, it's better than a regular Bud Light.
Wow.
It's like a watered-down Bloody Mary. I'll throw some celery and stuff in there. It's the Midwest. I'll throw a hamburger and a hot dog in there, and we got a nice, good bloody. I mean,
but will you put ketchup on that hot dog?
Do not put ketchup on a hot dog.
No, that's the only sausage you can put a ketchup on.
Controversially, I do put ketchup on a hot dog.
You're a bad Illinoiser.
I know.
Well, but Chicago hot dogs are different than like hot dogs.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't put a hot dog. I wouldn't put ketchup on a hot dog from Chicago because those aren't. Hot dogs, those are, yeah.
Yeah.
They
put pickles on hot dogs too there, so.
That's gross. Anyways, but yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'll drink the other five that are in the fridge, but I feel like I got off okay.
We are going to jump right into our pregame. So you're all going to lock in. This pregame is a little different than others. You're all going to play all 10 questions. You'll get 1 point per correct answer. This is a game that Chris wrote, so it is going to lean a little more pop culture-y than other games do. And the pregame is no different. Your pregame is all movies. I have a list of 10 movies that were released in the year 2023. You have to tell me, do these 10 movies, or were these 10 movies both certified fresh by Rotten Tomatoes? And... in the top 10 for domestic box office gross in 2023. So if it checked both boxes, you give me a yes. If it checked one or none, you give me a no.
And certified fresh means what?
Certified fresh per Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes is a movie aggregate website. It means that 60% of their certified movie critics have given this a positive rating. So 60% and above aggregate gives them a certified fresh.
Then it was top 10 gross in 2023?
Top 10 domestic gross in 2023 and certified fresh. They have to cross both of those to get a yes.
Certified fresh is just the critics, right?
Just the critics, not looking at audience scores. I have put these alphabetically. Lock in when you're ready. Your first movie is Across the Spider-Verse.
I'll lock in.
I'll lock in.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's both, I believe. It should be.
All right, so Jeff is going with a yes. Katie, what do you think?
I said yes. I'm a little nervous on the critic score just because my husband saw it and he said it was kind of dark, like for kids, but I don't think that would impact the credit score. So I'm going to go yes.
Alan.
Oh, I'm 100% yes.
Across the Spider-Verse for the year 2023 came in at number 3 at the U.S. box office and was certified fresh at 95%. Yes is a correct answer. All three of you picking up a point. Movie number 2, Avatar, The Way of Water.
I'll lock in.
I'll lock in.
All right. So where I'm at on this, I'm pretty sure it made money. What gets me is whether or not 60% of the critics on Rotten Tomatoes liked it or not. I will say no, that it didn't meet both criteria.
Alan's gone no. Jeff?
I'm going no. I had the same thought process as Alan. I heard terrible things about it.
Katie?
I'm going yes, only because in racking my brain, I'm pretty sure it was nominated for Best Picture last year, unless I'm totally making that up, because I remember refusing to see it because I didn't want to sit in the theater for that long. So I'm going to go yes, and I'll be the odd one out on this one.
So y'all kind of went back and forth on the one that I didn't think you'd go back and forth on. I would have figured you would have said yes, it's a James Cameron movie, it's certified fresh. But it was released later in the year. Did it have enough steam to get into the top 10? The answer was yes on both counts, though. It finished the year at number 7 at the box office. It was 76% fresh. That's Katie enough. Picks up the point. Your third movie, Creed 3.
I'll lock in.
I'll lock in.
This one's hard. Should it be yes, just because Michael B. Jordan's abs should be certified fresh? Probably.
Can't confirm they are.
But I don't know if Creed had the appeal to make enough money. I'm gonna go no. I'm gambling against Michael B. Jordan. I'm gonna say no.
Alan.
Yeah, I said no on the money side. Yeah, there's probably better movies in the Rockyverse, but that's for a different podcast.
Jeff.
I also said no, just kind of a guess, but I just didn't hear much about Creed 3 compared to the first two. So if you'd asked me, I might have been 50-50 on if there was actually a Creed 3. So
so Creed 3 was certified fresh at 88%, but your logic is accurate. It was number 16 at the U.S. box office. So all three are picking up the points there. Heading into question number 4, our scores right now, Katie is up 3-2-2. Your fourth movie is Disney's Elemental.
I'll lock in on this one.
I'll lock in.
Okay. I don't think so. I don't think it made that much money. So I'll say no.
Jeff.
I'm also going to say no. I heard bad things about it, so I'm going no on the certified fresh side.
Katie.
I said no as well. I feel like the Disney animated movies have been in a bit of a slump lately. I don't think it made enough money.
So Elemental was certified fresh 73%. but it actually trailed Creed 3 at the box office, came in at number 17 on the year. All three of you picking up the points. We're on to our fifth movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
I'll lock in.
I'll lock in.
Oh, gosh. Okay. My knowledge of Guardians of the Galaxy is the ride at Epcot. And that's it. But it's a Marvel movie. I think. I hope I didn't just embarrass myself and say it's a Marvel movie and it's not. I'm going to go yes on Guardians.
Alan.
Yeah, it is not just a Marvel movie. It's an MCU movie.
Ooh, and it was, okay.
It was a fitting end to the trilogy. And I said yes, because I know it made a lot of money.
Jeff.
I also said yes.
Guardians 3, number 4 at the U.S. box office, number came at 82% fresh. Yes is a correct answer. And Rocket Teeth's Floor Go Now has me in tears every time I hear it. My God. That is a depressing, depressing scene. But yes, you're all getting points. Guardians on the list for both. Your sixth movie, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I'll lock in.
I'll lock in.
Okay, this one's tough because I want to say I don't know how certified fresh it is. I mean, what, Harrison Ford's got to be pushing 80 now. So how fresh can a movie be? And also, I don't know if it made the top 10, so I'm going to say no.
All right. Katie, what'd you say?
I am basing this just off my gut reaction that I didn't know there was a new Indiana Jones movie that came out last year. So I'm going to assume it didn't make a ton of money because I heard nothing about it. So I'm going to say no.
Jeff.
I went no as well. You know, I watched it on a plane. It was decent, but it wasn't, I don't know. There was a lot not to like about it, but I mean, it was entertaining, but was it as good as, you know, the first two or three? Better than the one we don't talk about, but I said no.
I've never heard someone start a sentence with, I watched a movie on a plane, and then have it be a good movie. Like, it's never a good introduction.
I'm going to disagree with Jeff for a little bit there. It's my third favorite of the Indiana Jones movies, just because I have it a little bit better than Temple of Doom, but it's...
Yeah, I can see that.
It's Raiders and Last Crusade, and then this, Temple of Doom, and then Thou Who Shall Not Be Named. But you're all correct. It was certified fresh at 70%, but it came in number 12 at the box office. So, movie number 7, John Wick, Chapter 4.
I'll lock in.
All right. I am going to... I'm going to go, I have no idea. I'm just going to say no, just because, I mean, I saw the first two John Wicks, and they were fun and entertaining, but they, you know, seems like it's just kind of the same thing, so I don't know if the critics would continue to go, you know, if they did like it in the first place, if they would continue to, or if, I think it probably did okay at the box office, but I just said no, just because...
Alan.
I was first at F, RIP, Mr. Reddick.
Yes, Lance Reddick.
Lance Reddick. And then I said yes because, I mean, it's a top 10, so there has to be 10 movies in it. So why not this one?
Katie.
I feel like yes, just because I don't feel like there were a ton of box office hits last year. So it's kind of like, yeah, someone's got to fill out the bottom half. So I said yes.
So John Wick Chapter 4 came in at number 9 in the U.S. box office. And certified fresh at 94%. It's a yes. So Katie remains perfect 7-for-7. Jeff's got 5. Alan's got 6. Movie number 8. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, lock in.
I'll lock in.
I haven't seen it. Both my kids liked it. I know a lot of people liked it. I don't know if the critics liked it, but I'm going to say yes.
Katie?
I said yes. I think this one was really up there in terms of money, like super high up. So I went yes.
Alan?
I know it's, I want to say it's like, it was like the number two grossing movie of the year. It was a ridiculous amount of money. And it was a great movie, so I said yes.
Super Mario Brothers was number two at the U.S. box office. 59% it's rotten.
What? Well, critics can be wrong.
No, the critics got that one right. That's not a really good movie. It's not. Sorry. All right. Number nine. Your movie is Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour.
I'll lock in.
Is that really a movie, though?
It is.
It's concert footage packaged.
It was distributed as a movie. It was in the theaters as a wide release. It counts.
Oh.
I'll lock in.
Katie, it's going to be really embarrassing if you get this wrong.
I know. If there's one thing about me, it's that I'm the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I'm wearing my Taylor Swift Eras Tour sweatshirt right now. This is one of the two movies I saw last year. I saw this and Barbie. I saw this movie in theaters twice, actually. Once at the drive-in and once in theaters. And I also saw the actual Eras Tour twice. So I make up a good amount that box office revenue. Do I want it for her? Yes, absolutely. I feel like it was too niche. Like, I know it was the highest grossing for concert movies of all time, but I feel like concert movies don't make as much money. It should be number one, 100%. But I'm going to have to go against my girl and say, no, it's making me sad. But I don't know. I don't think it broke the top 10.
Jeff.
I'm going to say no. I thought it came out kind of late. So while it probably made a ton of money, I don't know if it was all in 2023. And also, I have no idea if the critics liked it or not. So I'm going no.
Alan.
Yeah, I'm going to say no because I think it did finish outside the top 10 due to being released late in the year, like October, November sometime. Yeah, I'm going to say no on that one.
So three no's. Everyone is betting against Tay-Tay. That movie, by the way, was 99% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sure was. Everything she touches.
Checked it at number 11 at the box office. So you're all getting the points. Your last movie, Disney's The Little Mermaid.
I'll lock in.
I'll lock in.
Okay. I know it made a lot of money. I do think it's in the top 10, but was it certified fresh? I know I talked to people who didn't like it, but they're not critics and their movie tastes are really bad. I will say yes.
Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it made money. I'm not sure about the critics. So I guessed yes as well.
Katie.
Yeah, I went yes on this one. I feel like of all the live action Disney ones, this has been the best one so far. So that was my gut. I said yes.
Yes is a correct answer. Number six at the box office and 67% fresh.
Wow.
Coming out of the pregame, Katie has got 9. Alan's got 8. Jeff has 7. We are moving into hot seat round 1. Jeff, being that you're currently trailing, it's up to you. Do you want to go first, second, or third in the hot seat round?
I will go second.
That means, Katie, you're going to go first.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Here we... Your hot seat round. I got 15 minutes on the clock. Your time will begin after I read your first question. If we have an odd number of questions, we will take that, rewind it back, and give everyone a chance to get their answers in. Are we ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Katie, which female world leader was second on Forbes magazine's list of the most world's most powerful people in 2015?
Oh, God, this is embarrassing. 2015. I'm going to say Merkel. Angela Merkel, not Meghan.
Angela Merkel is a correct answer. Jeff, which Indian tennis player starred as an MI6 agent alongside Roger Moore in the James Bond film Octopussy?
I have no idea.
Be Vijay Amritrai. Alan, originally created by IBM, what was the world's first high-level programming language when it was introduced in 1958?
Cobol.
Unfortunately, not Fortran's what we're looking for there. Katie, in what part of the body are a lobster's teeth located?
Their claws?
No, actually located in their stomach.
Oh.
All right, Jeff, over to you. What yacht race starts on Boxing Day every year?
Yacht race? Well, it's going to be the Australia's Cup.
You're close. It's actually titled the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race.
All right. I knew it had to be Southern Hemisphere for Boxing Day, so...
You're in the right spot.
Yeah, I just...
Alan, which national park is... Sorry, which national park in the Rocky Mountains is Canada's oldest national park?
Banff?
Banff is correct. Katie, what two-time Nobel Prize winner once said, "Nothing in life is to be feared, it is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less."
I don't know anything. Let's go with Einstein.
No, it'd be Marie Curie. Jeff, over to you. By weight, what golden yellow spice is the most expensive?
Saffron.
Saffron is a correct answer. Alan, which Elvis Presley hit was originally recorded by Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton?
Hound Dog.
Hound Dog is a correct answer. Katie, because they give off a fluorescent glow when lit with them, black lights are used to detect which of these pests? Roaches, ants, or scorpions?
Scorpions.
Scorpions is a correct answer. Deaf. Who played the title character in the BBC series Jonathan Creek?
I have no idea. Never heard of the show.
So there'd be a gentleman by the name of Alan Davies. Alan, Harvest Gold and Avocado Green were trendy colors for kitchen appliances during what decade?
The 50s.
No, the 1970s.
Ah, okay.
Katie, Friends stars will know this. Which daytime soap opera that's still on the air today made its debut in 1965?
The Friends clue is going to help me out. I'm going to say Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives is correct. Jeff, which iconic New York skyscraper used to house the Cloud Club, a three-story club and speakeasy?
Can you repeat that, please?
Which iconic New York City skyscraper used to house the Cloud Club, a three-story club and speakeasy?
Chrysler Building?
Chrysler Building's a correct answer. Nicely done. Alan, who was the 40th president of the United States?
40. Reagan?
Reagan is a correct answer. Katie, within three either way, name the year these happened. The first Burger King in America opens. The Miss America pageant is televised for the first time. And Winston Churchill becomes the first and only British Prime Minister to reach the age of 80 while still in office.
Oh, this is just a real shot in the dark.
Oh, you're 10 years off. It's 54, no. 1954. Jeff, the word flea bag is commonly used to describe what type of seedy or rundown establishment?
Hotel or motel?
Hotel, motel, or Holiday Inn, all acceptable. All right, Alan, going over to you here. Actress Estelle Getty is best remembered for a TV role in which she always did which of the following? Walked with a limp, had a southern accent, or wore a wig?
Wore a wig.
Wore a wig is correct answer. Although, that show would have been a lot more funny if she was speaking with a southern accent. We can all admit that, right? Katie, traditionally, which of these professions is most likely to wear a skirt made of tulle? A ballerina, a nun, or a stewardess?
A ballerina.
Ballerina is correct. Tulle is like a stiffened silk. It's what their things are made out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Or a 3-3 if I'm wearing it. All right, Jeff. A lion holding a sword appears on the logo of Ceylon Tea, as well as the flag of what teardrop-shaped Indian Ocean country that exports that product?
Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka is a correct answer.
My son's a huge geography nerd, so if I missed that one, he would have been mad at me.
I love a good old geography question. Alan, which abstract painter applied for a fellowship from the Guggenheim Foundation in 1947, but was rejected?
In what year, sorry, you cut out?
Which abstract painter applied for a fellowship from the Guggenheim Foundation in 1947, but was rejected?
Dali.
No, it'd be Jackson Pollock.
Oh, okay.
Katie, in 2009, which of these country singers released a men's cologne called Southern Blend? Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, or Toby Keith?
Oh gosh, I have no idea. Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw is a correct answer.
Went with my favorite of the three. There we go.
Jeff, a caramel candy brand since 1903, Werther's Original is named after a town in the Westphalia region of what European country?
Man, I get two geography back to back. That Germany?
Germany is a correct answer. Nicely done. Alan, going back to you, a 2,000 miler is a name given to a hiker who completes what epic U.S. travel accomplishment on foot?
Backpacking the Appalachian Trail.
Appalachian Trail is a correct answer. Katie, which country is home to the city of Bratislava, the only capital city in the world that borders two independent countries?
I'm going to embarrass myself if I even guess at this. Can you say the name of the city again?
The city is Bratislava.
I'll say Croatia. That's not right, but...
Not a bad guess. This is actually where a quarter of my ancestors are from. Be Slovakia.
Oh, okay.
Jeff, going over to you. In the biopic film The Iron Lady, Meryl Streep takes on what famous female? In the biopic film The Iron Lady, Meryl Streep takes on the role of what famous female?
Joan of Arc.
No, that'd be Margaret Thatcher.
That would have been a better guess.
All right, going over to Alan. Alan, composers Gustav Holst and Frederick Delius were both born in the 19th century in what European country?
Holst, England?
England or the United Kingdom, I'm going to give you credit for it either way. Katie, Fortitude and Patience are the names of the two stone lions guarding the entrance to the Bryant Park location of what New York City institution?
The Met?
Not a bad guess. This is the place my mom wished I spent more time in college. That'd be the public library.
Oh.
All right. Jeff, which canine breed is not only the state dog of Pennsylvania, but was also used by nobility in the 16th century to hunt boar?
Wouldn't be that. Wasn't that? What would hunt a boar? I'm just gonna say a bulldog.
Unfortunately, that'd be a Great Dane. Alan, though a single issue today costs $7.99. What weekly magazine was sold in its entirety in 2010 for only $1?
What would cost $7.99 today? 2010 cost a dollar? I have no idea. TV Guide.
Unfortunately, not Newsweek is what we're looking for. Katie, what is a baby rabbit called other than cute?
Am I overthinking this? It's called a bunny.
The official term is either a kit or a kitten, actually.
What?
All right. Jeff, I will flag that. We'll come back to it and double check.
I'm sure you're right.
Jeff, Wayfarer sunglasses have been manufactured by what company since 1956?
Is that Ray-Ban?
That is Ray-Ban. Nicely done. Alan, what actor played the role of Barney Rubble in the 1994 live-action film version of The Flintstones?
Is it Rick Moranis?
That was Rick Moranis. Love that guy.
Oof.
Katie, which NASA probe that shares a name with an Elliot Page film sent its first photo from Jupiter's orbit on July 14th, 2016?
The only Elliot Page film I've seen is Juno, so let's go with that.
Juno is a correct answer. Jeff, going over to you, what is the word for 1 nautical mile per hour?
A knot?
You're landing that question correct. That is correct. Sorry, puns.
Yep, not my problem.
Right along. Alan, what was the title of the first ever Carry On film that was made and released in 1958?
What?
There's a series of films that start with the phrase Carry On. What was the full title of the first one that was released in 1958?
Yeah, I think Carry On has nothing to do with movies. It's music, and that's not right. Wayward Son.
Unfortunately, that'd be Carry On Sergeant.
Sure.
Got about a minute left. Katie, we're going over to you. Which of these ocean-dwelling creatures is named for its equine profile? An octopus, a grouper, or a bull shark?
I don't know. Equine. Let's go with bull shark.
Unfortunately, not octopus is what we're looking for. Mm. All right. Jeff, 1979 saw the Soviet Union. Half a bottle in. My apologies. 1979 saw the Soviet Union's invasion of what Asian country?
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan is a correct answer. Alan, with an astonishing 4 wins, what actress holds the record for the most performance Oscar wins?
Hepburn.
Hepburn, Katharine Hepburn is a correct answer. And that is the end of Hot Seat Round 1.
This was so humbling.
Coming out of Hot Seat Round 1, Alan, you're picking up 8, which gives you a score of 16. Katie, you're picking up 6. It's going to give you a score of 15. Jeff, you're picking up 7, which is going to give you a score of 14. 14 to 15 to 16. Katie, I owe you an answer, so let me go back and...
Oh, no, I'm sure you're right that it's not called a bunny.
A baby rabbit is technically called a kit or a kitten.
That is... I've never heard that in my life. Learn something new. Actually, I've learned a lot of new things, clearly.
All right, we are moving on to our halftime round. Alan, you have a 16 to 15 to 14 lead. It's anybody's game. Your halftime round is going to go something like this. There are 10 possible answers to the halftime round. You're going to give me 5. You will get 2 points per correct. Sorry, you will get 4 points per correct answer. So you will get 4 points per correct answer. You're going to write down 5. Here we go. Name 5 of the top 10 leading wine brands in the U.S. using 2021 data collected by Beverage Information Group's Wine Handbook. The way this is calculated is the completion and the sale of different cases of wine. So not necessarily profits, but number of cases sold. And to give you a freebie here. There are several wineries that are brands that are all owned by the same group, like E&G Gallo Winery, the wine group, they all own individual brands. So a one that's not on this list that could be, but it's not, is Cupcake Vineyards, which is owned by the wine group. Cupcake Vineyards would be treated as its own label, its own brand. Don't write down Cupcake. It's not on here. Give me 5 wine brands. All right. Our contestants have locked in their 5. Alan, we're going to start with you. Give me your 5, please.
Okay, I have Franzia, Barefoot. There's one called Boda Box, which is wine in a box, is just whatever. Carlo Rossi and Sutter Home.
Katie, give me your 5.
Barefoot, Franzia, Boda Box, Sutter Home. But then I went with Josh Sellers or Josh Wine.
All right. Jeff, give me your answers.
I'd love to just copy their answers because some of those were pretty good, but I won't do that. I just named some that I could think of. So we went with Ernest Gallo, Coppola. I like Murphy Good, but I don't think that's big enough. I just was a name I popped up. I went with 3 Buck Chuck and Costco brand.
Costco brand.
What is their brand? Kirkland does have some really good.
Oh, that's, I couldn't remember alcohol. Kirkland. So.
Their bourbon is good.
Their bourbon is sourced by 1792.
That's why.
All right, we are going to read these going from smallest to largest. Number 10 is a brand by the name of Peter Vella. Number 9, Stella Rosa.
Okay.
Number 8, not a frequent purchase because it's a big one, but a good bottle of Cab is Black Box.
Black Box, okay.
Number 7 is a brand by the name of Twin Valley.
Okay.
Number 6, the iconic Robert Mondavi.
Oh, no.
Number 5, Sutter Home.
That's the one I couldn't remember.
Number 4, Carlo Rossi. Number 3, Bada Box. Number 2, my dad swears by their Sauvignon Blanc, Barefoot Cellars. And number 1, and it's kind of close, but not really close, is Franzia.
Nice job, guys.
Alan's picking Crushed up. It. Katie's picking up 4. Jeff, I have you with 0 correct answers, which means Alan's picking up 20. Katie, you're picking up 16.
I'll take it.
Alan, you have a 36-31-14 lead as we head into hot seat round two. Jeff, you're currently trailing. Do you want to go first, second, or third in this hot seat round?
Second worked pretty well for me, so let's stick with that.
Oh, Katie, you're going first again.
And mine's before putting me out of my misery.
Before we do, I'm going to play some mind games. I'm opening up a second can.
You are a six, Nick Man.
I've got another beer. This one is their pink guava colada.
Oh, that is that. Where is that from, Alan? That sounds delightful.
It's the same. It's the same brewery. It's part of. It's a mixed pack. This no one has pink guava, pineapple, toasted coconut, and coconut flavor.
Can you send me a picture of that can when you get done with the recording?
I will.
Okay, well, I feel like the odd one out. I feel like I need to go get another drink.
I'm still drinking this bottle of wine, but y'all, it's a
bottle kill.
I drink quick. Okay, he's walking to the kitchen.
I am. I got to do it.
Ooh, that is good. Ooh, that is really good.
Yeah,
I'll send you the box it came in and stuff. The picture of the box, anyway.
Yeah, please do. That's one that I just have to try.
Total Wine is where I picked it up.
I'm making a Total Wine run tomorrow because I have no other beer left, which is why I'm drinking wine.
I found this like cider on tap at a local bar, but they brew it in Kansas City. And recently, for like completely unrelated reasons, we became Chiefs fans in our house this year. So I'm like, okay, great. We'll support Kansas City.
Boo.
We'll buy this drink.
Boo. I'm a 49ers fan. Boo.
Oh, bummer.
Hey.
Yeah, hey. It happens.
I grew up a Browns fan, and now that I'm in Minnesota, I'm a Vikings fan.
Oh.
So
my family's all Vikings fans because they're all from South Dakota. So I know that pain too well.
All right, we are ready to move into hot seat round two. Jeff has opted to go second, which means, shocking, Katie is going first. 15 minutes are on the clock. Your time will begin after I read your first question. Here we go. Katie, what famous film family is Nicolas Cage a member of?
Oh, I know this, and it's going to kill me when I hear the answer. The Coppolas.
The Coppola, the famous wine-producing family, is a correct answer.
I was gonna say, I just said it.
Yeah, I believe Francis Ford Coppola is
his uncle. Jeff, going back to you, what is the name of the shovel-like instrument used to place pizza in and out of an oven?
A pizza broom.
Oh, no, it's called a peel.
Okay, I don't know if I ever knew that.
Alan, going over to you, the letters that make up the word allergy can be rearranged to form three other words. Name one of them.
Do I have to use all the letters?
Yes.
I'm not going to have it.
All right, your three words would have been either gallery, largello, or regally.
Oh, wow.
Katie, we're going back to you. Since 1980, what award show has honored the worst in Hollywood filmmaking?
The Razzies.
The Razzies or the Golden Raspberry Awards is correct. Jeff, in 1997, who became the youngest person ever to win the Best New Artist Grammy?
I should know this. Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I'll pass.
It'd be Leanne Rimes. Alan, what is the largest species of shark currently alive today?
Whale shark.
Whale shark is correct. Katie, what is the name of the coffee shop from the sitcom Friends?
Oh, Central Perk.
I'm reading these in order, guys, I swear.
Jeff. No, I know. I should have switched to one.
Jeff. Yep. A 2008 award-winning documentary heavily featured the World Trade Center in the year 1974 and the attempt of a funambulist to do something. What does a funambulist do? That's an FUNAMBULIST.
Give me the year. Did you say 74?
The documentary came out in 2008. The event happened in 1974.
A funambulist is a tightrope walker.
That is a correct answer. Nicely done. And that documentary is phenomenal. If you haven't seen it yet, it is amazing.
Well, I think I remember watching it live.
Was it Man on a Wire? Is that what
it was? Man on a Wire. Alan, the reflective surface of a CD usually consists of an extremely thin layer of what metal?
Aluminum?
I have aluminium here, but yes, aluminum is the correct answer.
That's for the British listeners.
I'm glad I wasn't drinking. Katie, did anything spit up there? I'm glad I wasn't drinking at the time.
Close call, but I got it.
All right, Katie, going to you. Actress Reese Witherspoon's breakthrough role was in what 2001 film where she played a character by the name of Elle Woods?
This is so on brand. Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde is correct. All right, Jeff. Fox Mulder was one of the lead characters of what hit sci-fi television show?
X-Files.
X-Files is correct. Alan, following up on the lives of Rick and Isla, the 1998 novel As Time Goes By is a controversial sequel to what film?
Oh, you said Rick and Isla?
Yep.
Casablanca.
Casablanca is correct. Katie, which pop star started the halftime show of the Super Bowl in 2015 atop a 14-foot tall, 20-foot long robotic lion?
2015. Oh, gosh. On a lion. I have no idea. Katy Perry.
You're going to hear her roar. Katy Perry, correct.
That was a reach, because she says Eye of the Tiger, so I wasn't convinced, but we'll take
Jeff,
it.
Jeff, going over to you. What filmmaker's 2009 exhibit at the New York Museum of Modern Art included a skeleton, included a figure of Jack Skellington?
Oh, that's Tim Burton.
Tim Burton is correct, even though he didn't direct that damn movie. Never mind. Moving on. Alan, which British action actor played the part of Lee Christmas alongside Sylvester Stallone in the film The Expendables?
Statham.
Jason Statham is correct. I don't care what anyone says. I will watch The Meg and The Meg 2 all day long. They are freaking fun. Katie, going over to you. Which science fiction film is based on a habitable moon called Pandora?
I think that's Avatar.
That is Avatar. Nicely done. Jeff, a 1956 chess game billed as the Game of the Century was contested by Donald Byrne in which 13-year-old chess prodigy?
Bobby Fischer?
Bobby Fischer is correct. Alan, Leonardo DiCaprio played the role of homeless teen Luke Brower, who moved in with the Seaver family in the final season of which sitcom?
The theme song. Growing Pains.
Growing Pains is correct. Katie, in which southern state did the first Walmart open in back in 1962?
Alabama?
Oh, close. It's Arkansas.
Arkansas, dang it. I knew that. Dang it.
Arkansas. I just love old Arkansas. Love my ma, love my pa. I just love old Arkansas. Moving on, Jeff. I'm sorry. Citing blood pressure risks, in 2010, the CDC claimed 90% of Americans were eating too much what?
I'm just going to go salt.
Salt is a correct answer. Alan, which TV sitcom featured Jerry Mathers as Theodore Cleaver?
Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver is a correct answer. Katie, true or false? The U.S. officially observes a national Insult Your Mother-in-Law Day.
True.
False. And I'm texting Nathan. All right. Jeff, we're going over to you. Which restaurant chain bought Pharrell's much buzzed about fedora on eBay for over $44,000 because it looks like the hat in their logo?
Can you say that one more time, please?
Which restaurant chain bought Pharrell's much buzzed about fedora on eBay for over $44,000 because it looks a lot like the hat in their logo?
Only restaurant I can think that has a hat in their logo, but it doesn't look like a fedora, is Arby's.
Arby's is the correct answer. They may have been a bottle of wine in when they make the purchase. We've all done it.
That's like, it's not a fedora, but okay.
Ellen, Delft, Sevres, Wedgwood, and Chelsea are all brands that deal in which type of ceramic material?
Like porcelain?
Porcelain is a correct answer. Katie, moving on to you. Echolocation is a scientific process that determines the location of objects by using what?
I feel like I'm overthinking it. It's like sound, like it makes sounds and bounces back.
Sound is a correct answer. Okay. Jeff, the iconic logo for Paramount Pictures features the summit of a mountain encircled by 22 what?
Stars.
Stars is a correct answer. I would also accept snowflakes because I think for some of the holiday movies, they do include snowflakes on there. Alan, we got about 4 minutes left. What was the title of Adele's first record?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember. Does she do? I don't have a guess.
That would be Hometown Glory.
Never would have got there.
Katie, in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, what is the name of the lion?
Aslan.
Aslan is correct. Jeff, who in 2009 became the first woman to win the Academy Award for Best Director?
Oh, crap. I know. It's back in my brain somewhere, but I'm not going to pull it.
Catherine Bigelow, Female Gigolo.
Yes. By the way, as soon as I heard it, I would have. I don't know why I didn't remember that.
Oscar sitting in front of her ex-husband, who was also nominated for Best Director.
James
Cameron for a little while.
I love it.
That Oscar over him, sitting in front of him at the Academy Awards, and it's a really Hurt Locker is a really good movie. All right, moving on. Alan, per pound, saffron is the most expensive spice, but what spice heavily produced in Madagascar is the second?
Madagascar, like vanilla.
Vanilla is a correct answer. Katie, launched in 1952, which popular toy that's still sold today became the first to be advertised on television?
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head's a correct answer. Jeff, a fashion accessory known as the closer tote was popularized by a TV character portrayed by which actress?
Can you read the question one more time, please?
Of course. A fashion accessory known as, quote, the closer tote was popularized by a TV character portrayed by which actress?
I'm going to be way off, but I'm picturing like a purse or something, so I'm going to go old school and say Mary Tyler Moore.
Not a bad guess. This would be in the TV show The Closer. That'd be played by Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah, it would. Okay.
Alan, within three either way, name the year. The action figure G.I. Joe is launched by Hasbro. The Beatles occupy the Billboard Hot 100 top five slots. And Nelson Mandela is put in jail for life.
All right. He was, and how many years?
On the nose. 1964 is correct. Katie, going over to you. Which musical crime film, based on the stage musical of the same name, won 6 Academy Awards in 2003, including Best Picture?
I think that was Chicago.
That was Chicago. Jeff, going to you next. Approximately at how many miles per hour is the Earth orbiting the Sun? Hold on. Approximately at how many miles per hour is the Earth orbiting the Sun? 670, 6,700, or 67,000 miles an hour?
67,000.
67,000 is correct. Alan, you have one question left for the game. What is the name of the man who launched eBay back in 1995?
eBay. 95, you said?
Mm-hmm.
One last question. I don't know. I know who did the other ones. I don't remember his name.
The Pierre Omidyar. Omidyar.
Sure.
All right. So that is the end of Hot Seat Round 2. We are moving on to our wager round. Your scores as they stand right now. Alan's at 45. Katie's at 42. Jeff is at 22. It's anybody's game. Here we go. You're going to wager based solely on the categories provided. You can wager your points in any way, shape, or form that you want, but you've got three rules. One, you must wager whole numbers only. Two, your wager cannot be more than your combined points. Your wagers cannot be combined to be more than your total points right now. And three, no negative wagering. I can't believe I have to say that, but you can't bet on yourself getting the question wrong. Your three categories are 20th century literature, world history, and music. Lock in your wagers when you're ready. Wagers are locked in. We are moving into question number one. Your category was in 20th century literature. Lock in when you're ready. What author and 1949 Nobel Prize winner for literature used the working title of Dark Horse for two of his novels, Absalom, Absalom, and Light in August?
I'm locked in.
I'm locked in.
I took so many literature classes in college that they're all just blending together. Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. Because I teach this. And I really should know this. But all these, like, men of the 1940s are kind of the same. Okay, I'm gonna say, oh God, in heaven help me. Okay, I'm gonna just say Faulkner and cry about it when I get it wrong because I have like four names in my head.
All right, moving on to question number two. Your category is world history. What African country that shares current borders with the Democratic Republic of the Congo to the north, Namibia to the south, and the Atlantic Ocean to the west, won its independence in 1975 from Portugal, and from then till 2002 was in the midst of a civil war between three competing groups and their foreign influencers? Those groups had the following initials: the MPLA, backed by the USSR and Cuba, the NUTIA, backed by the U.S. and South Africa, and the NLFA, backed by Zaire. What country am I talking about?
I'm so sorry. Did you say you put it in the chat?
It's in the chat, but I can read it again if you want. I know you're on your phone.
I can't find the chat. I'm so sorry. Can you read it one more time?
What African country that shares current borders with the Democratic Republic of the Congo to the north, Namibia to the south, and the Atlantic Ocean to the west, won its independence in 1975 from Portugal, and from then until 2002 was in the midst of a civil war between three competing groups and their foreign influencers? Those groups had the following initials: the MPLA, backed by the USSR and Cuba, the NUTIA, backed by the US and South Africa, and the NLFA, backed by Zaire.
I'm going to lock in.
I'll lock in as well.
I gave you a world geography question disguised as history, Jeff. It's over to you.
All right, I'm going to go Zambia.
All right, everyone is locked in. We're moving on to question number three. The category was music. Pianist and composer Burke Bacharach and lyricist Hal David worked together on many songs throughout their careers. Perhaps two of their best-known collaborations are either this 1970 parenthetically titled song released by the Carpenters, or this other 1969 song specifically made for the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Name either song.
I'll lock in.
I'll lock in as well.
So all of those words were a question, but not a question that I understood.
Do you want the question again?
No. It's not because of how you read it. It's just because I don't have any clue. So I'm going to go with the only parenthetical song I know, which would be All Too Well, the 10-minute version.
All right. We're going to go question by question through this. All the answers are in. Going back to question number one, your category, 20th century literature. What author and 1949 Nobel Prize winner for literature used the working title of Dark Horse for two of his novels, Absalom, Absalom, and Light in August? Alan, your answer and your wager.
I wagered 15, and I said Faulkner.
Katie, your answer and your wager.
I said Faulkner. I wagered 2 whole points.
Jeff, your answer and your wager.
I wagered 0, and I said, just because it was a horse, I said Dick Francis, even though he's not American, and there's no way he won any prizes.
Your correct answer is, in fact, William Faulkner. Katie, saving face. Alan,
thank God,
pick up their points. All right, your score is going into question number 2. Katie, you're at 44. Jeff, you're still at 22. Alan's up to 60. Question 2 category is world history. What African country that shares current borders with the Democratic Republic of the Congo to the north, Namibia to the south, and the Atlantic Ocean to the west won its independence in 1975 from Portugal, and from then till 2002 was in the midst of a civil war between three competing groups and their foreign influencers? These groups had the following initials: the MPLA, backed by the USSR and Cuba, NUTIA, backed by the US and South Africa, and the NLFA, backed by Zaire. We're looking for the country itself. Maybe you picked up on the hint that was right there in the acronyms. Alan, your answer and your wager.
Yeah, I definitely did. The acronyms and the independence from Portugal. I said, I believe the A stands for Angola, and I wagered 15.
Jeff, your answer and your wager.
Like I said, I think I said earlier, I said Zambia. I also wagered 0 on this one. So,
Katie, your answer and your wager.
Yeah, the A saved me. I said Angola, and I wagered 3 whole points.
All right, Angola is a correct answer. Alan's picking up 15. That brings him to 75. Katie, you're picking up 3. That brings you to 47. Jeff, you're doing your best New Kids on the Block impression. You're hanging tough at 22.
Oh. Hey, a Taylor Swift impression, too.
Oh, Lord. All right. Question number 3. Your category was music. Pianist and composer Burt Bacharach and lyricist Hal David worked together on many songs throughout their careers. Perhaps two of their best-known collaborations are either this 1970 parenthetically titled song released by the Carpenters or this 1969 song made specifically for the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Name either song. Jeff, let's start with you.
Well, I had no confidence on any of these, so I bet 0 again. Music's hit or miss. So if I would have put all my points somewhere, it would have been here, and I should have because I knew the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I learned a few months ago watching the movie was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Seems totally out of place with the movie, but it was there.
Alan, you're answering your wager.
I also said Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Seen Butch Cassidy many times. It's a great film. I wagered 15.
Katie, your answer and your wager.
Music, for me, is a very hit or miss category because I listen to probably 3 musical artists. I'm just not a huge music knowledge person. So I
didn't know Taylor Swift had 2 aliases. I'm sorry. That's on me.
Not going to lie. I was also a big One Direction fan back in the day. So I really have excellent taste. I truly had no guess for this. And now that you say that, I'm like, oh yeah, that wasn't that movie. I said All Too Well, the 10-minute version. But I wagered 0 points. I know myself.
There you go. So Jeff, you're not wrong. It does feel out of place, but the placing in the film is a placing that's meant to break the tension of what's happened.
Oh, yeah.
Separate the two pieces. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head is the song from the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Does anyone want to take a guess at the Carpenters song for no points?
I was gonna go.
It's not Rainy Days and Mondays, is it?
It's not.
Okay.
Oh,
Carpenters parenthetical?
My issue is I can never match up a song title to the artist. Like when you say the song, I'll be like, oh yeah, but I don't know who sings them.
Transparently here, like this was during research, because I knew Burt Bacharach, because I went on a deep dive of him, because was it Sinatra name dropped him in an article and that sent me down a rabbit hole. But that's how I got to the Carpenter. And I obviously knew Bacharach. I didn't know Hal David was the other one that did Raindrops, but yeah, this led me down a rabbit hole. Sorry. But you know what, y'all? Alan, you're going to pick up the win today. Nicely done. Before we sign off, let's give our contestants one last time to give a shout out to any local companies they're passionate about or causes they believe in. Katie, we're going to start with you.
Oh gosh. Causes I believe in. Be nice to your kids' teacher. That's my cause. We got a few weeks left in the school year. Teacher Appreciation Week is the first week in May. You know, no one ever says no to a coffee or a Target gift card. That's my shout out. But also just be nice to your kids' teacher.
And guidance counselor, please.
Yeah. Or just like, you know what? Here's the thing. Everyone online is like, what do we get teachers for Teacher Appreciation Week? They don't need another coffee mug. Have your kid write them a nice note. Those are the best. I keep those. I read those on days when I'm having a bad day. So that's a free gift you can give. But yep, finish out the school year strong.
Jeff, over to you.
I would just say, don't hesitate if you aren't feeling yourself to talk to someone, ask for help. If you're feeling mentally or emotionally stressed, reach out. There's nothing wrong with talking to somebody. And then also going off the board as a teacher, also best thing you can get your teachers for Teacher Appreciation Week is 2-ply for the staff bathroom.
It's so true.
I have a friend who teaches in Texas. Every year I order like a 24 pack of Charmin to his school.
Oh my Lord.
Oh God.
Alan, over to you.
I will say support I Know It Trivia here. If you're here in Jacksonville, my friend Chris Hollister hosts, and Sam, who may have been on one or two, he runs that, and I will say adopt, don't shop.
100%. We had a blast at Hollister's game when I was there a couple months ago. Was it a month and a half ago or so?
Something like that.
We went out there for our 10-year anniversary at the Jacksonville and St. Augustine. We had a great time. Got to hang out with Alan, which is always a good time. Which, by the way, Alan carried the freaking team. I think I got one question right the entire night, and Alan goes, yeah, I already got that. I'm like,
it was you and your lovely wife, Leah.
Yeah, and you got every question right, and we sat there and looked pretty.
No, there was back and forth.
Yeah, I was going back and forth between tables. Hey, by all means, support your local trivia companies out there. They are still struggling. Support your local breweries, your local distilleries. Shop local, drink local when you can. But you've heard enough from me. Check the show notes for our Patreon if you want to be like our friends here and support us on there. That'd be great. For the Pub Trivia Experience, I have been Chris.
I'm Katie.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Alan.
Until next week, until then, have a good one.